The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The latest thing for fun is first of all, the rock. The stand up back, the best of crack, and Bob Hope has the bar.
Oh, thank you so much. Good old thanks to the memory. We're back. Yes, indeedy. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Football Hope telling you to use Pepsodent because you can't enjoy to root for a score if you have a root in your kiss at a store. Or, this is Bob Football Hope telling you to get your teeth in the Pepsodent scrub team and you'll never have to pull out a regular and put in a substitute. Or, this is Bob Football Hope telling you girls to use Pepsodent on your teeth and you'll never lose your man to another dame. Wish I had an or. Saturday, I went to a big football game here. Football, that's a game you play for your alma mater for 4 years so you can get a big school letter to sew right over the place where your ribs used to be. I went to the Cal-UCLA game Saturday carrying one of those big football blankets. I wanted to crawl into the fence, so I got down on all fours and threw the blanket over me. Before I could stand up, I'd been sold to Bing Crosby. What a team California has. The only time they were ever stopped was Dollar Day at the May Company. And it was nice football weather Saturday, just a little chilly. Chilly, that's Californian for his smudge in your eye. And I sat next to Hedy Lamarr. The people in the grandstand watched every play that was made. Then the game started. What a mob. The soda boys were so busy they couldn't be bothered serving bottles. For 10 cents, they aimed the Coca-Cola hose at you for 5 seconds. You get that picture? The hose. I think I'll wait till television comes in and quit. And those guys out there played real tough football. After one play, I saw one fellow sitting on another, banging his head on the ground and singing, "Why don't we do this more often?" Every time the players took time out, W.C. Fields would get up and leave. He couldn't stand to see the players drink water. And was it hot on that football field? In two plays, one fat linesman went from a big tackle to a little trickle. There was one South American fellow on the team, and he didn't have the whole idea of the game down very well. When every time he saw someone running with a ball, he'd get behind him and start a conga line. There was one South American fellow on the team, and he didn't have the whole idea of the game down very well. Every time he saw someone running with a ball, he'd get behind him and start a conga line. As something really remarkable happened, one of the teams came out for the second half with 10 men. They don't care when they draft a guy, do they? I watched the game through my field glasses. I thought the game was awful slow until I discovered I'd been watching a mole on the lady's neck in front of me. But you know, it's easy to play football here in California, though. You just take out a $50 loan, and every time you carry the ball, the Bank of America sends down 3 vice presidents to run interference. 3 vice presidents. One of the teams Saturday had a very tricky play. No one could figure out who had the ball. In fact, after a half hour of searching, you have to call the game off. That's the end of the joke, honest to God. You know what? I gotta get a small flag on the script that tells you when the joke's over. Usher, will you please? Get in. Don't let the light. That's it. Either come in or come out. The place is all up. Get the heck. Stay there. That's all right. He keeps. He don't know what he likes to show or not. Don't like it. Get the hell out. Where are we? No one could figure out who had the ball. In fact, after a hot time, they had to call the game off. Then there was that big screen. Of course, from where I was sitting, everything looked different. The usher took me part of the way up to my seat, and he said, "I'm sorry, we can't go any higher until we get a party of 6. We go the rest of the way with ropes." My seat was pretty high. Every half hour, I had to call in the man from the Frigidaire Company to defrost my eyelashes. Boy, were we up high. I turned to the guy next to me and said, "Say, are you a fan from the USC?" And he said, "No, I'm a Yank in the RAF." I went up to my seat, and there was some guy there already. He came up to about here on me, so I said to him, "If you're standing, get away from my seat. And if you're sitting, I hope you enjoy the game." Thank you. God bless. Thank you for that little chuck on the end. I love you. I changed my seat so often, the usher penalized me for having my backfield in motion. But I love football because I was quite a football player myself. I used to play for UCLA. UCLA, the unwashed children of Lower Azusa. But I'll never forget how well I used to play football in school, but it was different when they made me leave school and play on the field. When I played football, they nicknamed... Wait, I got this for you. Wait. I'll never forget how well I used to play football in school, but it was different when they made me leave school and play on the field. When I played football, they nicknamed me Tomcat Hope because I made so many yards. And I had a wonderful weaving style. In fact, I could weave so good, the coach let me make blankets for the other players. And I was full of fight, and I did a lot of damage in the lot. I'll be back. Wait a minute.
I'll try it over here. My first audition.
Fighting, I did a lot of damage in the line till my fingernails broke. You should see the way I dressed. I used to wear a helmet, a nose guard, and a chin protector. I never knew when I'd get a dizzy spell and fall off the bench. I couldn't afford padding, so I stuffed my uniform with feathers from an old pillow. On the first play, the opposing right guy grabbed me by a rip in my pants, and I fan danced 65 yards to a touchdown. And I always took care of myself. I wanted to make sure I was strong, so every day I'd eat all sorts of breakfast foods. In fact, every time I was tackled, I crackled. I loved it. Every time I was tackled, I crackled. I was a picture of health when I went to school, but now all I have to do is close my eyes, and my bags are packed. Fast team. Every time our team would go into a huddle, in 2 seconds, they'd snap right out of it. Finally, they decided to read me a Lifebuoy ad. And I want to tell you, we had a great team. Our line was unbalanced. In fact, none of us were very bright. And our team was doing very...
Boy, please laugh for the crowd. Please.
And our team was doing very well with a 6-5-5-5 defense until we ran up against a team that could count. We used to play in the open fields. One day I was making a 50-yard run. There was a guy running alongside of me. I said, "Why don't you tackle me?" He said, "I ain't in the game. I'm trying to catch the Glendale bus." There's one man in this program who knows all about football, a man who is really an expert on the pigskin sport, Professor Colonna. Hey, Professor.
I'll be right there in a minute, Hope. Right there in a minute, Hope. I'm over here making a forward pass.
Put me down!
Two forward.
What kind of football is that, soccer?
Yes, and she stalked me right back.
Well, tell me, Professor, are you really an expert on football?
Why, certainly. I'm Professor Colonna, PhD, gridiron genius, pitch-skin prognosticator, petty thief, con man, also murdering dentist. P.S. Will sleep out.
Come now, Professor. Were you really a great star of the gridiron?
Ah, yes, I'll never forget. One of the most remarkable of all my feats was the flying tickle.
The flying tickle?
Yes, used to hit a mustache first.
Well, tell us an exciting moment from your vast history, Professor.
Well, one game I played against Man Mountain Dean. He charged me. I tackled him. When I got up, my arm was dangling.
Oh, that's tough.
Yes, and from his shoulder, too.
I don't believe a word of what you're saying. You're an unmitigated liar.
I am?
Yes, you better watch out.
Why, is there a tax on that, too?
Tell me something about the team you play for, Professor.
Well, we have one wonderful play. The quarterback spins to the right, the left end runs down the field, and then the right half, the center, and the tackles open up a hole in the line big enough for a truck to go through.
And what do you do, Colonna?
I drive the truck.
You drive a truck. Colonna, I'm amazed at you driving a truck. Just think of all those men standing there defenseless without protection, playing football fairly and squarely.
Well, I'll take off the trailer.
Colonna, your head is a vacuum.
All right, but don't ask me to clean any rugs with it.
Well, what was your greatest moment on the field, Professor?
Well, last year I remember I caught the opening kickoff, and I ran straight down the field for a touchdown, 350 yards.
But, Professor, the field is only 100 yards long.
Yes, but we Colonnas make sure.
You know, Colonna, I used to be quite a football player myself.
Really? In what position did you play?
Well, mostly prone.
Mostly prone?
Yes, prone, mostly.
Oh, I get it. Anybody want it?
Look, Bushy Muzz, tell me about your big game.
Okay, we got the ball. We go into a huddle. Very interesting, very interesting. We stay in a huddle.
Well, what's taking so long in that huddle? Are you discussing signals?
No, measuring cigarettes. Then we call signals. I get the ball, I run. No one lays a hand on me. Finally, the other quarterback gets both hands on me.
What's the matter?
Ticklish.
Colonna, I'm flabbergasted.
Pleased to meet you, Flabber. And how is Mrs. Gaston?
Colonna, what's the matter with you anyhow?
Well, I have a terrible secret, Hope. A very terrible secret. Five years ago to this very day, I dropped dead.
Colonna, that's impossible. If you dropped dead 5 years ago, what are you doing here on this show?
Well, a guy can live up to his contract, Connie.
Colonna, your pet.
Yes, you must come up sometime and see my petting.
Colonna, stop wandering. We're supposed to discuss the national pastime.
Well, why discuss it? Let's go outside and whistle at him.
Come, Colonna, football.
Yes, football. Do you know, Hope, I once kicked the football halfway up into the air.
Halfway up in the air? You mean it didn't come down again? Colonna, Isaac Newton says that's impossible. You can't kick a football halfway up in the air.
You can't?
No.
I've got a football right here, Hope.
What?
Yeah, that'll show Isaac Newton.
You must... Something's wrong. Must be the effect. Professor, about football, you must have put in long hours on the field before each game.
I guess I did.
Well, did you ever practice with a dummy?
Well, this ain't exactly information, please.
I'll bet you had many remarkable experiences on the gridiron.
Yes, I remember on the first play in one game, I got the ball and started to run. There were only 21 men between me and the goal.
21 men?
Yes, my teammates hated me.
The audience is on their side. Colonna, you're past redemption.
Yeah, and I told the conductor to let me off there.
I suppose you go to all the important games, Professor. Were you at the stadium Saturday?
Oh, yes, Hope, and those co-eds could really play, can't they?
Professor, those weren't co-eds in those football teams.
Oh, is there a football game going on, too?
Look, Colonna, are you really an expert on football?
Indeed I am. I invented the famous D formation.
Professor, you mean the famous T formation.
D.
T.
D. T. Let's take a bromo and maybe they'll go away. Listen, straight man. I don't think you know anything about football. Can you give me a definition of an unbalanced line?
An unbalanced line?
Yes.
Edward Arnold's belt.
Comes the revolution, I'll only have to laugh when it's funny.
Colonna, in your opinion, what is the outstanding team of the year?
UCLA.
UCLA. Colonna, you don't know your football.
Yes, but I know where I'm broadcasting from.
Professor, I suppose you play such wonderful football because you're always in tip-top shape. How do you manage to stay that way?
Well, very simple. Before each game, I swallow a vitamin pill.
A vitamin pill?
Yes. This morning, I swallowed a B-19.
That's impossible. A B-19 is the largest airplane ever built. You couldn't even get it in your mouth, let alone swallow it.
Indigestible, wasn't it?
Ladies and gentlemen, your neighborhood dealer is cooperating with us so that you can get your copy of Bob Hope's hilarious book when you go in to buy your package of Pepsodent. You won't have to take the trouble to write. Just go into your neighborhood store, get any Pepsodent product, and you get a Bob Hope book for 10 cents. You'll see them on the counter or in the book rack. It's the same fascinating autobiography of Bob Hope, written in his own breezy style, that has been wowing them all over the country. It's one of the nation's bestsellers. Hundreds of thousands of copies have already been set out. Readers and critics alike say it's tops in entertainment. And the moment you see what a tremendous bargain in reading and humor it is, you won't leave the store without one. So go to your neighborhood store tonight. Buy a Pepsodent product, and you'll be entitled to get a Bob Hope book at the special price of 10 cents.
Go away.
Get your Pepsodent and your Bob Hope book at your corner store tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Francis Langford singing Night and Day.
Hey, you are the one, only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my pleasure to present a newcomer to Hollywood who has made a name for herself in vaudeville and a Broadway musical comedy and soon to appear in Paramount's The Fleet's Inn, America's number one jitterbug, Miss Betty Hutton. Hey!
Thank you, Bob.
Betty, I'm really glad you came here tonight. I'm always glad to welcome a new youngster coming up.
Well, I'm sure glad to be here, Bob. It always gives me such a thrill to meet an old-timer that's still holding his own.
Wait a minute, Betty. I'm not that old. These bags under my eyes aren't my own.
They are?
No, I'm just storing them for Fred Allen till he gets back to the coast again.
Gee, but I'm really glad to be on your show, Bob.
Really?
Sure. Where else can I learn to duck? But it's really...
Don't do the motions before the lines when you're reading. Well, Trevor.
Fortune. Well, really, give me a bit. Where are we?
Anywhere. Look for an egg and then go on.
But it's really a big show being on your radio show like this, Bob. I believe your type of humor is the most sophisticated and intelligent on the air. Your program is a classic.
Really?
Yeah, but that don't mean nothing. My idea of a classic is a Hot Stuff song, you know. Hot Stuff Rook, thin on the red hook, can't up, roll up, through it. Ain't it a pleasure to ask Cass back on the air?
No, I ain't so sure. But do you really like... But do you really like my radio program, Betty?
I love it, I love it, I love it. It can't bring me down. Just beat my gums and lick my chops. This program's the top.
Reviews with you. You mind if I play the number 10 record this time? I'm glad you like the show. What do you think of me as a comedian?
You're solid, Jackson. Solid.
Stop looking at my head when you say that.
Bob, as a comic, I think you're a hep kid who's bowling over with the stuff that makes him shake. Your material is right down the alley and it's curlier than Valley.
What does that mean?
That means, well, someone slipped this into your Mickey.
Daddy, would you say I was in the groove?
No, I'd call it a rut.
Well, Betty, as one jitterbug to another, I want to welcome you to our little clam bake.
Well, I didn't know you were a jitterbug, Bob.
Oh, everybody here in California is. We all shake in various degrees according to how much we... You got awfully hot all of a sudden. I didn't know you were a jitterbug, Bob. Well, everybody here in California... We all shake in various degrees according to how much we owe the Bank of America. But where are you from, Betty?
Detroit, Bob. You know, we put the automobiles together.
Well, welcome to Hollywood. We take them apart. Say, So you're from Detroit?
Yeah, I was born there. Where were you born, Bob?
Cleveland, Philadelphia.
But that's 400 miles apart. How could you have been born in Cleveland, Philadelphia?
Well, that's what the sign on the bus said.
You got a nose like a greyhound.
But Betty, yes, you've just arrived here. Tell me, how do you like California?
Well, when I first got here, it was sort of a cloudy day, and I felt strange and depressed. But now the sun's coming out every day, and the palm trees look so beautiful, and everybody's so happy. Oh, boy, it's super duper California. Yeah, man.
Where do you get your vitamin pills?
I mean it, Bob. I love California. Glorious California. Sunny California. Where am I? Blue skies and perpetual warmth.
Was your mother frightened by a travel folder?
And I really love Hollywood. It's so beautiful and the weather's so clear and sunny and healthful.
Well, that takes care of the Chamber of Commerce. Now, give me a dollar for the community test and you'll be all set.
See, things are really different out here, though. For instance, the way the girls dress. It makes you feel like a farm girl.
Well, why don't you dress like they do?
Not me. I'm not one of those silly slackers.
Well, you'll find a lot of strange things in Hollywood, Betty.
No, let's not be self-conscious. But things are a lot... But things are a lot different here. Why, do you know down in the corner of Hollywood Boulevard and La Brea, the fella stopped at the girls on the street and... The fella stopped the girls and talked to him on the street?
And did the girls talk back?
Oh, yes, all the girls around there do.
I'll have to change my location.
Look to me that like the wolf on a corner type?
No, I usually work with a car or radio and 6 pounds of sen-sen.
And the traffic cops are so wonderful and polite here?
Oh, well, they've got to be polite.
Really? Why?
Well, with the drivers we have out here, any moment may be their last. Say, where are you living while you're in Hollywood?
Oh, I got got a nice place for $18 a month.
How can you live in Hollywood for $18 a month?
Easy. 60 cents a night at the Palladium.
You know, when I first came to Hollywood, I took a room in a little hotel. I'll never forget it. It was called the Mousetrap Arms.
Was it full of mice?
Was it? And wherever you walked around the room, you'd trip over a cat waiting at a hole.
Gosh, you certainly come a long way since then.
Yeah, now I live in a better neighborhood. Now it's gophers I trip over.
Gee, Bob, you've been very nice to me while I've been here. You took me out Wednesday and Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
That's right, so I did.
And you know, when you get used to it, nothing but the truth is a swell picture.
Why, Betty, you almost make me feel that you don't like to go to the movies with me.
It's not that, Bob. It's just that it's a lot of trouble to go to the movies with you.
What do you mean by that?
Well, no other fellow makes me get dressed up in a uniform before he let me get near the ticket window.
Listen, what's good enough for my mother is good enough for you. But you've got to admit that Nothing But the Truth is a good picture. Why don't you know that everybody is talking about Nothing But the Truth?
Yeah, but only on this program.
That's so. Everyone says I turn in a marvelous dramatic performance in that picture. Why, you know the Academy Award?
Yes.
Well, I guess I'll have to dream the rest.
How did you get started in pictures, Bob?
Well, my first one was a cowboy picture. I made it in 1921 BG.
BG? What's that?
Before guitars. I just had a small part. It was at a railroad station. I just said, goodbye, President Lincoln.
Who played President Lincoln?
President Lincoln.
Be difficult when you're a star.
Yeah, look at Bing Crosby. He has his face in the Brown Derby, his feet in Grauman's Chinese, and his hands in Morgenthau's pocket. You know, Crosby doesn't put rubber bands around his money.
What does he put around it?
More money.
I love that alarm. That's a lot of more money. I'll save it. I'll do it.
Boy, does that Crosby pay income taxes. Every time a Douglas bomber flies by, it curtsies going over his house.
I love the whole page.
Gee, I sure hope I'll be a success here in Hollywood.
Well, Betty, I saw you in Panama Hattie on Broadway this summer, and I thought you were very good.
I had an idea you'd come in to see Panama Hattie, Bob.
Well, what made you think so?
Minsky's was close for all the races.
Yeah, they have to fix the air conditioning. It kept blowing the girls' dresses off. But what's Panama... What's with a joke? But what's Panama Hattie about?
It's about a girl named Hattie who goes to Panama.
I'll never be able to make that into a movie.
Why not?
Too much plot.
Who does? In the story, there's a bunch of sailors in Panama. I had a dance with them.
Really? What's it like dancing with a sailor on shore, Lee? Do they really hold you tightly?
Tightly? It was the first time I ever danced with a fellow and had my floating ribs scuttled at the same time.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you just came from Broadway, huh? Well, tell me, what's cooking?
Yeah, we got a new line here. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Take it down. We're not going
to... How do you like that? Everyone you meet wants to know what's cooking, and the hit song of the day is I Don't Want to Set the World on Fire.
I fixed that for you.
Yeah.
You're a little impetuous. You're just in a hurry. You want to get back to Paramount, so that's more important, huh?
You're going to murder
her. She's got to go back to the studio and work after. Let's give her a big hand. That's fine. Gee, I miss Broadway.
Well, Bob, Broadway misses you, too.
Oh, you're just saying that to make me feel good.
Gee, you saw right through it.
Ah, Broadway. I dream of its bright stage stars every night. Helen Hayes, Catherine Cornell, Lynn Fontaine, Gypsy Rose Lee.
How did Gypsy Rose Lee get in there?
Well, every time I dream, my imagination builds a runway.
You shouldn't kid about that wonderful street like that, Bob. Why, do you realize there's a broken heart for every light on Broadway?
There's a broken heart for every light on Broadway?
Yes.
Gee, that's 40 million sad people in pinball machines alone. You know, Betty, I played on Broadway, too. I was in a musical called Roberta.
Did you have the title role?
Of course not. My name is Robert, not Roberta.
Robert, Roberta, what's the difference with your figure?
Betty, there's nothing wrong with my figure. It's just that my shoulder padding slipped down. Gee, it wasn't so long. Go ahead. You want to work on that? Gee, it wasn't so long ago that I was appearing with Ethel Merman on the stage, and now I have my own program every week.
Yeah, I know. And you haven't been so good since you changed from Ethel to regular.
Maybe my spark plugs need checking. Say, Betty.
You used to sing for Vincent Lopez, didn't you? I'm not going to read that straight. Maybe my spark plug needs checking.
Yeah, I like singing for Lopez because I like good music.
What did you think of the piano concerto by Tchaikovsky?
Tchaikovsky? What college did he ever play for?
You mean to say you never heard of Tchaikovsky?
No, who is he?
That's the composer Freddie Martin just made famous.
Well, I like those simple love songs. Some melody that touches your heartstrings like, "Oh, Mama, cool off my java because it tastes like hot lava blues."
Where'd you hear that one?
At the Palladium. Gee, it was awful nice of you to take me dancing there last night.
Oh, don't mention it. Gee, that Palladium is a popular place, and the tickets sure are expensive.
Oh, Bob, please don't talk like that. You'll make me think I spent my money foolishly. The Palladium's wonderful, though. Did you ever see such a huge wax floor?
Yeah, I hear they got that Fibber McGee working their nights now. The Palladium, the lights are down low and the girls wear slacks so you can't tell who's who. Gee, it's awful.
What do you mean?
Why, before you ask anyone to dance, you have to say, "Let me see your driver's license." While we were there, Betty, why didn't you dance with me more often?
Well, I'm a jitterbug. You know what a jitterbug is, don't you?
Sure, a jitterbug. That's an AC riveting machine on DC current. But I like dancing all those new steps. Don't you think I dance pretty good?
Good. Bob, you dance like Maxie Rosenblum talks.
I'm not so bad. I'm going to leave that there. I'm not so bad. I won the rumba contest, didn't I?
Yes, Bob, but you were disqualified when the judges found that malted milk machine under your coat. But you know, I thought you had a pretty good chance to win a prize in a jitterbug contest they held for your special class.
So did I.
Too bad you were nosed out.
Yeah, you got to hand it that George Arliss. Hey, did you notice the girl I was dancing with? Boy, she was hep, all right.
You mean that big fat dame that nobody else would dance with?
Come to think of it, she was more hip than hep.
So fat.
Oh, no. When she puts on a pair of slacks, there's no slack. I can't get a laugh with it either, can I?
How'd you like dancing with me, Bob?
Well, you know, it was really an experience for me dancing with America's number one jitterbug.
How'd you like that part of the dance where I threw you up over my shoulders?
Oh, that was fun. I didn't mind having to be cut down from the chandelier.
I guess you're not so good, Bob. Your feet are too slow.
Well, I have a perfect pair of feet for dancing. Here, look at them.
Are those feet or convoys?
Whoever saw convoys with velvet tops. Did you see me in the conga line, Betty?
Yes.
Well, why was everyone staring at me?
Well, Bob, the conga is a special dance all by itself. You just can't do the minuet and add a bump.
I think we can get more money from the sponsor for this type of thing.
When you do the La Conga, you form a line, you put your hands on the person in front of you.
That's the La Conga?
Yes.
Well, my brother's been doing the La Conga for the government for 10 years now. Hey, Betty, what do you say I take you jitterbugging after the show tonight?
You mean it?
Of course I mean it. How about it?
Will you promise not to kick me or scratch my legs up?
Yes.
No screaming, punching, or pulling hair?
No.
Say, what are you, a wallflower?
Now, wait a minute, Betty. I resent those aspersions on my dancing ability. I'm an excellent dancer. Not only that, but I'm a high kicker, too. Watch. I'll show you how I can... Watch. Well, watch. I'll show you how high I can kick. Here goes. Lucky this is a two-pants suit.
Serves you right for wearing both pairs at once. Bob, it's no use. You're simply not hip. I only like real alligators.
Anybody looking for a job, hound?
Can you dig it, son?
Woman, I can dance like a hip cat having kittens.
Well, Louise, what's your handle?
I'm skinny in it. I can truck till I beat to the chop.
Well, I can swing on down to the schmalls of the boogie. What about you, Hope? Can you shake a shin to a stomach Steinway?
Where does an alien go to register? Well, stop. We got the blackout, fellas.
It's easy to learn this lingo. Why don't you give a party at your house, Bob, and I'll invite some jitterbugs over.
Oh, I'd like to, but last time I gave a jitterbug party, somebody kicked Whistler's mother right out of her rocking chair.
Did they do much damage stamping the feet around the house?
Did they? After the party was over, my ceiling looked like the lobby of Grauman's Chinese.
Anyhow, Bob, we did have a good time at the Palladium last night.
Yeah, and how'd you like that nightclub I took you to after the dance?
Oh, thank you so much, Bob. I've always wanted to go to Cyril's.
Really?
Yeah, and someday I'll find a fellow who'll take me there.
Well, I'll show you, Betty. I'll take you out tonight, and I'll mix with the kids. I'll really swing out.
Bob, you stay in your generation, I'll stay in mine. But you know, Bob, I'm not really a jitterbug. I got a romantic soul. I like beautiful words and soft music and a stolen kiss.
Oh, Betty, when you talk that way, it touches me. Let me run my fingers through your blonde curls. Let me caress your beautiful hair.
Okay, Jackson, while you're up there, you can massage my scalp, too.
Quiet, Betty, and let me kiss you. You know, there's nothing like romance.
Yeah, but where can you get us these days?
Gentlemen, Betty's gonna sing Boogly Woogly Piggly Wiggly Boogly. Hit it, honey.
When I was just a little tot a long, long time ago, my pop said, Betty, I've got you a pet. I brought him up quite carefully and taught him all I know. And after all these years, I've got him yet.
Present a chapter from Bob Hope's book, They Got Me Covered. It is a warm evening in spring. The young Robert Hope and his pal, Skinny Ennis, feel the first awakening of a longing for romance. In the distance, we hear the cry of the whippoorwill.
Whippoorwill, I'll beat him, Daddy,
ace
to the bar.
The young Robert Hope, stirred by a gentle emotion, speaks first.
Oh, gee, Whiskin, just think we got a date tonight. And this time it's with girls.
Girls? Girls, what's them?
You know, them soft things you squeeze.
Oh, frogs. Hey, you ever been out with a girl, Robert?
Oh, dozens of times. You, Skin?
Sure, dozens of times. Me neither. Gee, I feel so romantic. I've been thinking again about that girl I met yesterday.
The one with the front tooth missing?
Yeah, she's wonderful. She can spit a curve. I hope the girls we got this blind date with tonight are that nice. If they are, I may kiss them.
Kiss them? Gee, you've kissed girls?
Sure.
What's it feel like?
Well, you know how it feels when our mothers kiss us goodnight?
Yep.
We're being robbed.
Now, you think these gals tonight will be pretty?
Brother, huh?
You think these gals tonight will be pretty?
Well, I think these girls were pretty, only I'm a little doubtful. They sounded so anxious to go out with us when I called them up.
Robert, they didn't sound anxious. When you got them on the phone, before you even said hello, you said, would you like to go out with us?
Yeah, but they said yes between Wood and you. Gee, I hope they turn out all right. I'll never forget that last blind date. What buck teeth that girl had.
You mean those teeth of hers were long?
Long. Listen, Skin, when I asked her to dance, she nodded yes and cut off three of my toes.
Say, Bob. Hey, Rob, where are we meeting these girls?
Oh, we're meeting them at a very exclusive dance hall.
It's real exclusive.
You bet. You have to knock three times before they open the manhole. Come on, let's get going. We'll drive over in the car I just bought. There it is over there, Skin. Take me there, piggyback.
Okay. Hop on. Need I say, hop off? Jerry, do it.
Need I say, hop off?
Wonderful.
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, well, here's my car, Skin.
See, this auto of yours sure is queer. You got the queerest
accessory.
Yeah,
this auto sure is. Yeah.
Auto of yours sure is queer. You got the queerest accessories, like that life preserver, for instance.
Now, why in the world will an automobile need a life preserver?
You native son, you.
Come on, Bob, we got to get going. Let's start the car.
All right, Skin, push it out on the streetcar track.
Okay. There you are, Bob.
Fine, now help me put the pole up.
Oh, let's run it on its own power today. Hand me the crank, Bob. I'll crank it.
Motor starts?
Yep.
Put it under the hood and let's go.
Doggone, it stopped again. I'll raise the hood again and take a look at that motor.
Look out, Skinny. Don't put your arm in the fan.
Oh, I'm a good mechanic. I ain't afraid to put my arm near the fan.
Well, you can always have a cork tip. Get in the car with me. That's it. Now I'll try the self-starter.
Ain't this wonderful, Skin?
Look, no vibration. Hey, Bob, stop talking like I say.
I'll do it to us.
Go ahead. Hey, stall again. Step on the start again, Bob.
Okay. There it goes again. Skinny, there's one thing I can't stand. That's a crankcase with a drip.
Gee, that's a shame. You two go so well together.
Listen, Pimento, why don't you crawl back in your olive?
We're off!
Say, Bob, I think this car's out of line or something.
Why?
Just, man, look at them wheels.
Well, what's the matter with them?
Well, two's going one way, two's going the other way, and the sparrow's just sitting there scratching his head. Well, anyway, it's nice driving along like this. But you sure have the queerest car. It's so... Hey, Bob, what's going on there? How come I suddenly find myself strapped in this seat?
Oh, my mistake, Skin. I thought you were a girl and pressed the wrong button.
Hey, Bob. Look, there go our neighbors, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, crossing the street.
I'll pull up close and say hello.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Goodbye, Widow Jones.
Following us? Skin, those are just the back wheels.
Back wheels? Then how come we're going? And they just stopped for the red light.
Hey, look, Bob. We're coming up to the hill. Better put her in second. Guess I better leave her in first. By the way, Skin, how do you like this car? The FHA built it for me.
Bob, the FHA only builds houses.
It does?
Yeah.
Well, that explains the washroom in the rear.
Hey, Bob, I think I'll turn the radio on this car.
And now we bring you our daily weather report. The weather forecast for Los Angeles and vicinity is...
Again, we better put up the top. Gee, it's getting kind of foggy.
Oh, this ain't much of a fog.
Oh, no? Then you paddle for a while.
Hey, look out, Bob. The radiator is going to fall over.
Well, what do you know? Seven up. Ken, I think I'll turn on the radio again.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is your friendly advisor, Uncle Bloodsucker. And his Just Leave Your Right Arm for a Deposit Finance Company. If you need money, why don't you drop in here? I'd just love to take care of you. Pardon me, my mouth's watering. Remember, folks, this is the Friendly Finance Company. We have 100 satisfied customers. Imagine that, 100 satisfied customers.
Say, mister, I can't meet my payment this week. Anyway, you charge too much interest.
Yes, folks, we have 99 satisfied customers.
Hey, Skin, look what's walking along there. Skinny, don't you know it's not the right approach to whistle with California girls when you're driving by in a car?
Isn't it?
No, just stick your arm out and drag them in by the hair.
Hey, what about these dames we're meeting, Bob? Are they beautiful?
Are they beautiful? Did you ever see the sun setting over the Taj Mahal?
Uh-huh.
You did?
Yeah.
Well, they're ugly.
Well, anyway, you sure are a great man with the women, Bob. Why, you kiss a girl, and after that, they're crazy about you.
That's right. I kiss them once, and they're crazy about me.
Yeah. Gee, I wish I had lips like a goldfish.
Say, what happened to that girl you used to take out, Ken?
Oh, she was drafted.
Your girl was drafted, but I thought only guys got drafted.
Well, I told her she ought to start shaving. Hey, Robert, we're here. That's the podium across the street. There's a spot to park the car, too. Of course, it's very small space.
Don't worry about narrow spaces. I'm an expert at parking. Here goes.
See, for a second, I thought you wouldn't make it.
Well, I don't think the car will be safe here. I'm going to drive it into that parking lot.
There you are. Park the car for a quarter.
Okay. Take it away, bud.
By the way, where's the quarter?
Ain't got any.
You ain't got any car either.
Well, we can always sell it to Japan. Let's cross the street to the Palladium. Let's cross the street to the Palladium, Skin. You got money for the tickets?
Yeah, got it right here in my shoe.
Gee, Skin, I think you've been carrying this money in the heel of your shoe too long.
What makes you say that?
Well, on this half dollar, it says E. Pluribus O'Sullivan. Well, let's get going to the Palladium. Come on now, we have to walk across Sunset Boulevard.
One moment, please. Have you heard rumors that it's dangerous to cross Sunset Boulevard? Well, let me assure you, pedestrians, there's nothing dangerous in crossing Sunset Boulevard. Cross it any time you want to. And remember, you may be next.
You can't scare me. Come on, Skin, get ready. Let's run across the street as fast as we can.
Okay, let's go.
Well, we made a first down.
Well, here we are at the Palladium, Bob. How are we going to get in?
Well, just wait right here, Skin, and when the conga line comes out, grab a pair of hips and hang on till you see a roof over your head.
Hey, never mind. That's the ticket office. I'll get the ticket. Say, miss.
Gee, Charlie, I don't know about tonight.
Hey, just
we're
two,
pretty
miss.
Busy. Just... Can't you call me later?
Can I just have two?
Well, so long, Charlie. Now, young man, how many do you want?
Sister, all you got.
Say, how much are the tickets, lady?
If you wear a coat, 50 cents. Sweater, 40 cents. Guys like you, 15 cents.
Let's go in, Skin.
Gee, what a big place.
Ain't this a ritzy joint, Bob?
Yeah, there's a hat check girl. I wonder if she'll know that we're country boys. Yeah, let's walk right by like we're a couple of city sellers.
Good evening, men. Check your bullfrog.
Yeah, come on, Skin. Let's go in and dance.
Just a minute, sir.
What's the matter?
You'll have to have a separate check for these mittens.
Don't break the string. Never mind. This way, Skin. Let's go through this revolving door. Guess we should have turned it. Gosh, what a lot of pretty girls here. Come on, Skin. Let's dance.
See, ain't this a swell officer to dance to?
Yeah.
Hey, you fellas.
What's the matter?
Break it up. We don't allow two men dancing together.
You don't?
No, but before you go,
swing me around just once. Oh, look, Skin, those must be our girls over there. I'm going to call to them. Oh, girls, hello?
Hey, Bob, stop howling at the moon.
Come on, let's get over and say hello to the girls. Hello, girls.
Hello,
girls.
Hello, boy.
Well, let's stop beating around the bush. Who wants the next?
You do.
You peek. What about it, babe?
Aren't you too young for that sort of thing?
Yeah, let's begin. I want to age fast.
Say, are you our date?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, comb down my hair and call me Veronica.
Oh, you kid, always kidding. William, I'm glad to see you girls. You do things to me. You make me feel as though little things running up and down my spine.
Is there an exterminator in the house?
Say, I know who you are. Skinny, this is Betty Hutton. How you do? You two will make a good team.
Yeah, Hutton and Nutton. Say, boys, pardon us a second. I want to tell Betty something.
Okay.
Come here, Betty. Gee, that Bo Brummel we're out with this evening. Gee, find that dizzy looking one.
Which one?
Both of them. Just look at that goon, will you?
You mean the short one or the one that's alive?
Alive? You ain't looking at the guys I'm looking at.
See, here we are expecting the flower of American youth, and what do we get? Blossoms in the dust.
Yeah, the thin guy looks like dust more than blossoms. Look at that tall character with the nose.
Is that a nose?
It must be a nose. It's too early for Groundhog Day. Side of things. I really thought these guys would be goons. And look what they turned out to be. Schlemiel.
Say, look at that tall one, will you? Look, what's he doing now?
What's he doing?
Catching flies.
The tall one's catching flies?
Yeah, and feeding them to the shorter one.
Some kind of bait? Betty, stop talking about them. Here they come. I think they want to dance.
What makes you think they want to dance?
Well, the big one's putting away his lollipop.
Well, here we are again, girls. We haven't changed much since we were away, have we?
No, darn it.
Hey, let's have a nice long talk and get to know each other better.
Boy, this isn't time for talking. When I look at you boys, I realize the music here is soft and alluring. The lights are low, the atmosphere is romantic. So let's all sit down and have a ham sandwich.
It's a swell idea.
What kind of a sandwich are you going to have, ham?
The little gag made a nice combination, ham and egg. I'll call the waiter to serve us. Oh, waiter, waiter.
Coming.
Menu drag. I am Professor Colonna, head waiter de luxe, master of cuisine, connoisseur of liquors, also Mickey Finn's maid while you wait.
Well, if you're the waiter, go away. I don't think we want to eat anything.
As you wish, sir. We never force our customers to do anything. Pardon me while I attend to this man at the next table. He didn't like the chopped liver.
Hey, Bob, something tells me we better order something to eat.
Okay, but let's sit down first. Waiter!
Just follow me. I've got a wonderful table overlooking your stomach pump.
Well, we'll need it after that gag. Let me see the menu.
This is a very peculiar menu, waiter. Here it says fresh ground hamburger steak, $4.40. Isn't that a pretty big price?
Yes, and it paid even more on the sixth rate. Now, getting on with the order, how about some asparagus?
Tip?
Oh, thanks. Anything you leave will be appreciated.
Now, let's see. What's this on the menu? It's written in French. Hors d'oeuvres de saline de marchand. What's that mean?
It means with the hard-boiled eggs, we serve pool cues. I've got them right here. I'll put them on the table. Care to shoot a game, bud? Say, would you like some lobsters?
Is it fresh?
Fresh? Why, the lobster walks over, sits down on a piece of lettuce in front of you, then commits harikiri.
That sounds intriguing.
Yes, my little man. We have a wonderful chef here. He makes the best souffles, the best bouillabaisse, the best crepe suzettes. And would you believe it? Our chef is 103 years old.
Well, how come he's lived so long?
He eats in the hamburger joint across the street. See, I just have the dish for you. Would you like some chicken pie pot?
Pot pie.
Pie pot.
Pot pie.
Pie pot.
Pot pie.
Everybody else has to work for a living. Now the order. What'll it be? The full course dinner or just a bucket of champagne?
One giant malt, four straws. Look, never mind the menu. Go bring us anything to eat. Whatever you've got prepared. It can't kill us.
Are you game for a friendly wager? Well, I'll take your order to the kitchen now.
Say, on the way, will you tell the orchestra to play my favorite number, Jim?
Okay. Say, orchestra, the young lady wants you to play Jim. Drags, doesn't it?
Professor, what kind of an orchestra is that? Tell him to play Jim and play it a little more slowly.
Okay. Say, orchestra, play that again. A little slower. The things you can get away with when you got a union.
Well, kid, there he goes into the kitchen. Gee, what a character that waiter is.
Yeah, did you see the mustache on him?
Was that a mustache? I thought it was a side order of spinach.
See the music. See the music, swell. Let's dance.
Okay, let's dance.
Gee, what music? Oh, boogie, woogie, send me, brother.
To what hospital? I don't know much about dancing etiquette.
What do you know?
Well, is it fair to step on the bodies before they cool off? Hey, buddy, you dance well. You're really wonderful. It's fun dancing with you.
You really enjoy dancing with me?
Yeah, now put me down. Betty, why don't you stop looking over my shoulder?
I'm not looking over your shoulder.
Oh, you jitterbugs are all the same. As soon as you get 500 miles in a guy, you begin shopping around for a trade-in.
Oh, my corns! See, where do you learn to dance that way?
I used to work in a wine factory pressing grapes with my feet.
Okay, Bob, I believe you. I believe you. Put your shoes back on.
I can't. Ouch, I got a big blister on my foot.
You have?
Yep.
Lucky I had a hat pin with me.
Dancing. Hold me tighter, Betty.
Okay, Bob. Gee, I enjoy dancing like this with you. You're a pretty good dancer.
Thanks.
Care to lead for a while?
No, I enjoy dancing this way. Gee, Betty, I sure have a sense of rhythm. Notice how I keep time with the music? When day is done and shadows fall.
That's wonderful, Bob. Only the orchestra is playing Scrub Me, Mama, till my skin peels off.
Come on, Betty. Dance a little closer.
Closer? Brother, we're Siamese right now.
Hey, Bob, come on back to the table. I'm getting hungry.
Okay, Skin.
Oh, God, I wish I'd ordered some of that real southern fried chicken.
How do you make that, Skinny?
Well, Francis, you catch a hen, you feed it mint julep for 3 days, then you kill it. You put it in the oven and cook it for 4 hours, and you open the oven door, and if it's doing the rubber and the gravy, man, that's southern fried chicken.
Hey, Hope, I'm now in the kitchen. Tell me, how did you want your rump steak? Rare, medium, or well done?
Well done.
Come on, bossy, sit down on the heating pad again. By the way, Hope, interesting bit of information. I've been talking to one of the pigs at our butcher's and say, remember that little piggy that went to market? Well, I found out why the other little piggy stayed home.
Why?
Couldn't find parking space.
Professor, the last time I saw you, you were a moron, and now you're a full-fledged idiot.
Just shows you what a little hard work will do.
Oh, Bob, forget that squirrel-suited screwball.
Okay. Hey, look, Skinny. Somebody left 50 cents on the table over there.
Don't take it, Bob. That's for the waiter.
For the waiter? Are you kidding?
See, I beat you again.
Come on, let's ignore him.
Okay. Gee, I feel like dancing again.
Well, there's a jitterbug contest tonight.
Gee, what do the winners get?
A silver loving cup and their blood bag. Hey, Francis, quick, get some smelling salts. Every time I mention blood, Anna faints. But this is a nice place, and Francis, you know I like sitting here with you. Ain't it dark and romantic?
Yes, it is, Robert. Robert, stop squeezing my hand under the table.
Francis, I'm not squeezing your hand under the table.
I ain't doing it either.
Listen, somebody's doing it. I want to know who it is.
Peekaboo.
Waiter, get out from under that table. Where's our food?
Here you are, the idol of Pino salad.
What's the idol of Pino salad?
Lettuce in retirement. Lettuce in retirement. Well, I guess nobody saw the picture.
Here's your soup. What kind of soup is this?
Navy bean.
If it's navy bean, what are these two noodles doing in it?
Convoy.
Waiter, serve me my soup now. No, no, you're not supposed to have your finger in the soup.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Know a better way of getting my ring out?
I've stood enough of this. I'm getting out.
All right, here's your check. All itemized. And it amounts to $37.50. Here, add it up.
But I don't know how to add.
You don't know how to add? You don't know how to add. Look, the first item is $3.50. The second item is $2.75.
Huh?
Now, $3.50 and $2.75 is... 5-0... All right, I'll pay the check.
Never mind, I'll pay the check.
Oh, let's be fair about this. I'll throw the check up in the air, and whoever catches it pays it.
Okay, throw it up in the air, and whoever catches it pays it.
Here goes.
I haven't got it.
Well, I haven't got it.
I haven't got it.
I haven't got it.
Well, I'll throw it up again.
Changed our minds. We'll have some dessert.
Oh, I'm glad you did, because I have a very special dessert here, our famous plum pudding.
Oh, boy, that plum pudding looks good. Set it right in the middle of the table, Colonna.
Well, here it is. I'll pour the brandy over it and light it. It's on the house.
It's on the house?
Yep.
Well, go ahead. Light it, Colonna.
Okay. What do you know? The house is on you.
Fan through to our spot. Without you, we'd be not. Your weekly scheme to dial our beam makes us give all we've got. And thank you. I almost forgot this thing. And thanks for the memories of Betty Hutton's wiles, for bringing out the smiles, such youthful wit can't fail to hit and brighten up the dials. And thank you so much. What success we've enjoyed, folks, I owe you. A personal glow I can't show you. Should we meet on the street, though, I'd know you. For Arian smiles shine out for miles. Next week, folks, we'll be back at the same time with Francis Langford, Johnny Weismuller, Jerry Colonna, Skinny Ennis, and all the gang, and
Bob Holt.
Thank you, Ben Gage. Good night, everybody. Good night.